7. America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. Challenges. The challenges that we're facing from the people who represent us in Washington and holding their feet to the fire, the whole accountability question, isn't just Washington, however, these days. It's across the board here in America. We're waking up to this disease called laissez-faire. Is it summer? Is it the temperature? What is it? We seem to have really pegged the meter, though, in the wrong direction. Also coming up this hour, it's interesting. One of the things we're going to talk about is what's going on with the Affordable Health Care Act and how when you look at it on the surface and you hear some of the things that are coming down the pike, besides pre-existing conditions being covered for adults, too. Okay, kids, that's already kicked in. Adults, wouldn't that be terrific? So you're not going to get stuck for thousands more. But what about this idea of unloading on the individual mandate? Brian Hale from Jackson Hewitt joins us. He's a senior VP, and he's talking about what they found in this research they did that actually shows that the uninsured are really going to have a tough time with the Affordable Care Act because they don't realize what's going to hit them as it gets closer and closer, thinking these health exchanges are going to be set up and how perfect that's going to be. They found that it's anything but perfect, and you better have a checking account. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But before we get there, a horrible story, and it's been this way really for a month. We've talked about the loss of life thanks to Mother Nature and what's happened with tornadoes, the EF5 in Moore, Oklahoma, El Reno, Oklahoma, just last week, not too far from Moore, both suburbs of Oklahoma City hit very hard. So in Moore, you had 24 people killed, 9 kids. We saw the devastation at Plaza Towers Elementary and just the 19 football fields full of debris. Now, what we saw in El Reno, homes ripped up, 9 people dead. They think there's more. That number kind of is fluctuating. But one very famous tornado chaser who was on the Discovery Channel here and there for a show called Storm Chasers, his son and another part of his crew all killed. And it boggled a lot of people's minds because Tim Samarian was a guy who was very cautious about tornadoes. He was intrigued and wanted to study tornadic activity to try to do things to help with the warning systems that we have in place to make it better, to give people more of a chance to escape with their lives and get out of the path of a tornado. It turns out that last week's tornado was a lot stronger than they originally thought, and it's no wonder that he didn't survive it, also because of the way it took off in the middle of the base. Here's Rick Smith on that tornado.
Had this 2.6 mile wide tornado with winds over 250 miles an hour gone through a city or a more densely populated area, I'm afraid the death toll would have been much, much higher. These scientific researchers, like the 3 gentlemen who unfortunately died in the tornado last Friday, are performing a valuable service. EFI tornadoes are exceptionally rare anyway, but to have 2 of them less than 2 weeks apart is even more rare. The maximum width for the tornado is 2.6 miles across, and based on everything that we know, that's the largest tornado ever recorded in the United States. This is a small truck-mounted radar that was operating fairly close to the tornado and gathering information every second or two from the tornado.
Yeah, you got to think about that. The fact that they're saying 250 mile an hour winds, and then the side tornadoes that took off in the middle of it. Somebody explained it to me in a much better way. They said you see that wall of black, and it just looks like a black sky, and then it sort of comes inward. And then you notice on the side, it's like two spindles. So it's not even spawning separate tornadoes, but it's all within one cloud. And it can just grab on to things and spit it out like nobody's business. But as you heard Smith say there, the fact that you had two EF5s that close apart is unbelievable. So the Discovery Channel said they want to honor the three storm chasers, Tim Samaras and his son Paul and Carl Young, because they were a big part of storm chasers. So what they're going to do is they're going to air a program called Mile Wide Tornado Storm Chasers Tribute. It'll feature all three of them because they spend so much time capturing and sharing all of their videos in amazement to all of us who watched. And then they died Friday, sadly, as I mentioned, when the tornado smashed into them in El Reno, where they were filming it and focusing on what was happening there. And I think not realizing just how severe it was, which shows you there's so much we do know about tornadoes, but there's so much we don't know when it comes to the wide swath that can cut, how it grows, how it'll jump sometimes, depending on the atmosphere. And I've said this before, but it's a great time to say it right here at the beginning of this hour of the show. You know, you can never be too emergency prepared, really. The time for, like, fluffing that off and saying, I'll get to that, you know, I'll stock up that water, or I'll just make sure I have some kind of an escape plan, or what happens if, you know, the whole neighborhood blows up, catches on fire because there's a gas main leak explosion, or we have a tornado, or we have a situation where we have to get out of the house. You know, what do you do? Do you have a plan? Do you have some place to go? Do you have a food if there's a flood, where there's some situation where you're going to be caught in the house? The people that were hit by Superstorm Sandy saw the same thing, where they were using cushions to try to save each other when, you know, their kid was floating down the street because they didn't really believe it was that bad and it was going to hit them the way that it did. Now we can't, as I said, fluff that off and think it's no big deal. All right, it is a big deal when it comes to the life of a 10-year-old girl. And the Health and Human Service Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, is under fire for not lending a hand in an outdated policy when it comes to organ donation and how you wait for organs. I mean, we know it's never going to be perfect because you have a list that's long, long, long. And some people make it in time and get the transplant they need, and others don't because they can't get the organs. But what about when you're waiting in a line where the deck is stacked against you? And that's the case of a young girl who's been waiting for a lung, who desperately, desperately needs a lung to survive. And it looks as though she's got 3 weeks left. This has touched a nerve across America. A lot of people reacting to why won't she touch the case? Why can't she jump in and make sure this girl gets a transplant? We'll give you the scoop on that next.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back on America Tonight. As I said, I gave you a little bit of the story about this 10-year-old girl who desperately needs a lung transplant. But let me set up the scenario even better for you. So you have a 10-year-old girl, sweet as can be. Her friends coming to visit her at the hospital. Think of 10, what a tender age that is. Big bug eyes. Just looks like a kid that is photogenic beyond belief and has had a really rough life because she has cystic fibrosis. She's been battling that her whole life. And there she is in Children's Hospital in Pennsylvania fighting for her very breath. Instead, it's become like a death row for her because there are so few pediatric lungs that are available. And what the problem is that Sarah Murnahan will have to get an adult lung, but they don't really transplant adult lungs into children. They don't like to do that. They want to be able to have a child, children's lungs to transplant into her. Now, they can use an adult lung, but they are hesitant to do it. It's a policy not to do it. So the younger kids get the younger lungs and the adults get the adult organs. In this case, in the case of lungs, it's not that case with livers and kidneys and whatnot. And of course, they're always trying to make the best match they can make. But if she were in that situation, they would do it. So Kathleen Sebelius is getting pummeled about trying to intervene here and make an exception. Medical experts could make the exception. Many are saying it's possible. We can do it for sure. So instead, what's happened is she's got 3 to 5 weeks to live. The rule is what I just told you, that she can't get it because the lungs would ultimately go to an adult. So you got guys like Congressman Tom Price who are saying, and he's a former doctor, he told Sebelius that it would only take her signature to allow Sarah greater access to the life-saving organs that she needs, that it can happen, that they can do it. But Sebelius says that the transplant experts say that the organ, what they call the organ allocation system, is there so that it's fair to all, and that any changes that are made to the policy that's been set up would have to have a specific process. So she did request an urgent review of the policy with an emphasis on increasing available organs for kids. But guess how long the process takes? A month. Sarah's on death row at CHOP in Philly. She doesn't have a month. The Murnahans are just appealed. They appealed for a direct lung donation from any family who tragically loses somebody in the near future. I mean, they're just flat out on the tube saying, we don't want anybody to lose their kid. But if it happens, my God, man, help us with this precious baby girl of ours. So if you can help us, please help us if you are in that horrific situation. Ugh. It's awful to see it. It's awful to realize just how close she is and, unfortunately, how far away that she is. And Sebelius is saying, I just can't intervene because there are other kids that are just as sick. Sarah's relatives and friends and everything else say they want the policy changed for all children, not just her, now because they see the severity, waiting for a lung transplant. And she essentially is saying she would be playing God with the line, and she does not want to intervene. So here's the thing. If Sebelius did intervene, then the change would add maybe 20 children to the list, and that includes 1,700 patients. So what it is the current policy, besides what I just mentioned, prevents kids younger than 12 from receiving an adult organ transplant until all adults and teens on the list have been offered the organs. Even if the children are sicker, younger patients receive priority for pediatric organs matched for size and age. But, of course, think about it, there are far fewer children's organs available. That's why they appeal to anybody, just opens it up, that might have a terrible thing happen. So, I don't know, fair or foul. Should they make an exception for this? Should they change the policy, especially when you have doctors saying, you can do this. This is not something you can't do. You can transplant. It does make you think. It does take your breath away, pardon the pun, when you think the last gasp of life for this kid at Children's Hospital in Philly. I mean, it's critical news. Critical news. Because they know time is not their friend. The business of transplants is really strange because it's the yin and yang of life. You have the terribly horrific, tragic thing that happens to one family. No matter what the scenario, car accident, death, whatever it is, whatever the deal is with however they've lost that person, and then how you have to roll into it immediately and get that transplant going. Because time is of the essence. So somebody dies, you can harvest the organs, you got to get them to the person. But now in this case, unfortunately, whether she's at the top of the list or not, everybody else underneath has to be offered. So you know that she's just at the bottom of the line. There's no fast pass for her for Sarah. There's no pass to move her up because she's considered to be automatically at the back of the pack. Seems so unfair, doesn't it? It seems like they could change that policy, and if not just for her, but for future kids, I think would be a smart thing to do. Stacy in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy, how are you?
You're just fine, ma'am. And I really want to add something to this, and I know you got a lot of listeners. Are you nationwide?
Nationwide, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay, I had a stepdaughter of mine that was driving. She just got her driver's permit, and I was riding with her. And I was looking off at deer and everything, and she was off the road before I knew it, and it breaks my heart. She was not allowing no real children. She got killed right off the bat. Okay, see, if it was that people like that happens. See, if she'd have done it, which I tell you what, when I die, you mark it down in your books and put it on radio. I'll donate everything in the world to my body because I'm dead, I'm gone. If I can save somebody's life, if I know somebody dead, we'd have done it dead. But people that have children that get killed in a car accident or whatever, or some fool kills them or whatever, let your child donate because your child is gone. If your child's lung is in that child, your child is still living because their lung is still breathing. And I'll donate it. I mean, I'm 47 years old, but I'll donate everything in my body to anybody that needs it when I die because I don't need it. If I'd known about this years ago, we've all had a talk about it and everything, but she was a sixpence a year. Anyway, got a driver permit, and I was letting her drive, bought a new puppy. I don't know what happened, but anyway, bad accident happened. She passed away right there, me holding her and everything. But anyway, that's why my neck's broken and everything. That's why I'm disabled. Mm. But anybody out there that has a child, anything, which God bless you, and God hope it never happens, but if it does, please be an organ donor to save these other children. Because that part of your child
will live on.
Your child's already dead. You will save another child's life. And think of it this way, the audience I'm talking to, your child will still be living by helping that other child live. Now, it's tears in my eyes talking about this. Because I'm thinking about when it happened. But people just listen, it's sometimes like that to your child. Be an organ donor. Because you will help save another child's life. And your child will keep living. That's all I
got to
say.
Yeah, Stacy. Amen, brother. I'm glad you shared that story with us. You know, there's a girl, Taylor Storch, who died when she was skiing with her family. It was a tragic accident in 2010. 13 years old, and her heart saved the life of another woman who desperately needed it. Wow. There are touching stories out there. Stay with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There's nooks and crannies in between. Boy, this is going to hit you right between the eye. Jackson Hewitt Tax Service did a report where they found one in four Americans could be excluded from the affordable health care coverage that's coming your way soon. Brian Hale, Jackson Hewitt Senior VP of Health Care Policy, joins us now to flush out some of the shocking things that came out of this report that they did. Brian, thanks so much for coming on ATN. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So let's talk about that. You heard what I said. You know this well. What does that mean? Somebody driving around right now is hearing that. One in four Americans could be excluded. Who are the Americans we're talking about, and what did you find out in the report that you did?
Sure. What we did was we took a database of all of the individuals in America who are uninsured, and we broke down and we said among those individuals who have income levels that would make them eligible for the new tax credit under the Affordable Care Act, what proportion don't have a checking account? Now, here's why that's important. Insurance companies that are offering the new qualified health plans under the Affordable Care Act, many of them are going to require the individuals to have a checking account in order to pay premiums. So the question is, if you don't have a bank account, can you enroll in coverage? And what we found is that 27% of uninsured Americans with incomes within the range in which would make them eligible for the tax credits simply aren't going to be able to enroll in most types of insurance coverage that are offered in these new marketplaces under the ACA.
And they haven't addressed that anywhere. I tried to dig up that information. I made a few calls, and I got nothing back. And I would imagine you realize that that's the same thing. That's why that was so shocking when you uncovered it, right?
It is. And, in fact, a lot of state officials raised this issue with HHS about 15 months ago. And they wrote a letter to the department saying this is a really important issue and merited further study. Didn't get much of a response at that time, so we followed up to see what we could find just in terms of putting some data and some numbers to this and quantifying the magnitude of who could be left out. And I think you're exactly right. It's 1 in 4 Americans that are eligible that could be left out, but the numbers are really staggering. African Americans and Hispanic Americans are 43% more likely to be unbanked than their white counterparts if they're also unbanked in that same income strata. So we're talking about a policy, or rather a lack of a policy at HHS, that's going to disenfranchise almost more than 8 million Americans. 5 million Americans would be persons of color or ethnic or racial minorities.
Yeah, which is, boy, that's crazy, because supposedly this is who it was supposed to help. And as you know, then if you're not enrolled and you're not getting covered, then you get a $2,000 fine when the IRS uncovers the fact that you don't have coverage. So that's even more disconcerting, I think.
That's exactly right, although I'd clarify one thing. The penalty for employers for someone who signs up would be $2,000 or $3,000, but the penalty for individuals who don't sign up would be substantially lower than that. It would be 1% of their income, or $95 per person, whichever is lower.
Wow. So altogether, boy, that'd be a whole bunch of money in either direction. The other thing that you found out is that this also affects veterans. Tell us about how you found out it affects veterans.
Well, this is a really important point. One of the things that's been sort of a surprise to all of us is that the federal government has been pushing these debit cards for a long time. You see about 5 million Americans get their Social Security benefits or their veterans benefits or other types of public entitlements through these cards precisely because they're unbanked, and the Department of Health and Human Services or other agencies simply find that it's inefficient to print paper checks and mail them. And these individuals, they've been loading benefits on cards for these individuals for some time. Again, 5 million Americans. But I think what we were concerned about was the fact that the government's going to provide these kinds of debit cards, but those cards can't then be used to pay premiums for insurance coverage that the government would subsidize in these new exchanges. So I think you're exactly right. The government, on one hand, is really pushing the insurance, the prepaid cards as a solution for the unbanked, but probably not paying as much attention to this issue over on the side of the expansions of coverage under the ACA.
Yeah. We're speaking with Brian Hale-Jackson, Hewitt's Senior VP of Healthcare Policy, about some information they dug up in a report they put together that could affect many of you listening to America Tonight. Where is this impacted? Did you break it down statewide? What states seem to be hit the hardest by this?
Well, and this is one of the more interesting findings. One of the things that's important is you'll remember about 36 states will be served by the federal exchange. Those states are not setting up their own insurance exchanges. Rather, the federal government will come in and set those up. When you look at the top 12 states that have the highest rates of unbanked among the uninsured, well, 11 of that dozen are served by the federally facilitated exchange. And this is why it's so important that the federal government asserts some leadership here, because you look at states like my home state in Tennessee, where over a third of individuals who are uninsured are also unbanked. But because Tennessee, like many other states who serve in the federal exchange, the federal government can set a policy that says, look, any insurance company that sells policies on our exchange, you're going to have to accept debit cards. It would make a tremendous difference. And especially in those states that are served, that they serve in this new marketplace.
Wow. We've already discussed this. The checking account, that's the big problem. Obviously, as you said, the numbers, maybe 8.5 million unbanked Americans. Discriminatory impact would be huge on African American families and Hispanic Americans as well. And then I wonder, too, when you look at this, I would only imagine that there would just be blowout phone lines of people wondering why, because they have no idea that this is what's about to descend upon them. I think people automatically thought, well, this is a rope. This is a way where I can be covered, and this isn't fair. So I would imagine we're going to see some cages be rattled as well.
That's exactly right. And this, one of the most disconcerting things about this entire phenomena is that folks will actually go through the entire eligibility process, which can take between 30 and 60 minutes to complete. Once they complete that process, they'll then compare all of their plan options. And once they select a plan, and that could take another 20 to 40 minutes, after they complete all of that, they may get to the end to find, oh, wait a minute, I can't enroll because I don't have a checking account. This is a huge issue because nowhere on any of the websites is there information about which types of insurance companies will accept debit cards. And because this issue affects so many Americans, we've really tried to emphasize to HHS the importance of, A, simply requiring insurers to accept this form of payment that is used by so many Americans.
Yeah, I would imagine, too, to put this together, we should say that some of the authors of the report included John Brandes, who's an associate for healthcare policy at your company, and John Graves, an assistant professor of preventative medicine at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. What was his reaction? I would imagine the company talked about that. I bet he was stunned by some of the information that was uncovered.
That's exactly right. I think John Graves, who's a preeminent health economist, and he's done a lot of work with the Medicaid population, and certainly the population that will be eligible for the new tax credits, he was flabbergasted at all of this. And I think part of this is, though, the surprise, and in conversations with him, we sort of talked about it a lot. John's office is not that far from mine. Right up, I worked at 19th and Church, and he worked right up 21st near Vanderbilt. And between my office and his, we looked at how many payday lending institutions there are. And so the phenomenon of the unbanked is certainly there. I mean, we stare at it just in the wall between my office and his. But relating that to something that we talk about day in and day out in our jobs, which is health policy, I think that it's hard for some people to make the connection. That's certainly true for a number of federal officials who probably don't see nearly as many of these payday lending stores near their offices in Washington, D.C. or in Bethesda, Maryland, because their offices are in huge government complexes that are just shielded from that sort of rigmarole or that dailiness of life in lower-income neighborhoods. But because that's something that we see, and it's certainly something that a lot of state officials see day in and day out, it's something we couldn't ignore. We don't want to ignore.
Yeah. At the end of this, too, you came up with some suggestions when you put this report together. What do you think they could do now to make it easy, to fix the problem before 2014?
That's one of the beauties of this particular issue. It's one of the very rare things that the federal government can fix with the stroke of a pen. It doesn't require an act of Congress. It doesn't even require them to publish a new rule. All they have to do is issue a clarification of a letter that they published on April 5th. And it can be a one-sentence letter that says, consistent with what we said to you on April 5th to all the insurance companies, you must accept debit cards as a form of payment in order to avoid discriminating against folks who are unbanked.
How many, we talked about the minority populations, but certainly there would be some other folks that were affected by this, you know, white, non-Hispanic, or, you know, and you break this down in your report, and black, non-Hispanic, and you found that those numbers were pretty big, too.
They're enormously large. When you look at this, about 5 million individuals who are among racial and ethnic minorities are those that would be affected. But you're talking about 8.5 million Americans in total. These are very, very large numbers, and they're dispersed across all of the 50 states. So even in states that have relatively lower rates of the unbanked, like California, it may only be in the 20s or 22%, you're still talking about millions of Californians who would be, or excuse me, hundreds of thousands of Californians who would be affected. So this is an issue that, while I hope the federal government takes seriously, it's something that has to go beyond and certainly relevant to the states that are running their own exchanges. We certainly hope that they adopt similar requirements for issuers to accept debit cards.
Yeah. Brian Hale, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. Let's hope the stroke of the pen happens, because this is very disconcerting. Thanks.
Well, from your lips to God's ear, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brian. Bye-bye.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654, or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
America Tonight, your chance to throw in your two cents. We talked about a couple of different things, including the sad story of the 10-year-old girl, Sarah, waiting for a lung transplant that she's not going to get. She's essentially on death row at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, all because of a policy where the adults are in line first for the lungs. If only she were 12. You have to be 12 or older. She's 10. Most doctors say it'd be fine. They can absolutely put the lung in young Sarah. But the problem is the policy doesn't state that. Kathleen Sebelius won't change that policy or sign a letter. So there are a lot of people that are furious with her for not taking a closer look at this story. She says, I can't play eeny, meeny, miny, moe with one patient over another. That's not my position. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I asked somebody one time when I was overseas about their health care, and, you know, it's, despite what you may think, in England, for example, health care is okay, but not great. If you pay more, however, because you get it free, but if you pay a little more, you'll get really good health care. And somebody said to me, what's healthcare like in America? And I said, it's great as long as you're healthy. It's the truth, isn't it? Stay healthy, folks. That's all I can tell you. Poor Sarah, she's got cystic fibrosis, and now she's got a lung that's killing her. She needs a lung transplant, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Rick in Illinois, hello. You got the word on the show. What's up, man?
I've seen Major League Baseball is going to hammer these guys on steroids.
It's about time that they hammer them on steroids, don't you think?
Yeah. About 20 of them are going to get like term games like that.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, here's the thing. There was kind of that, you know, there's the joke about the asterisk and Hall of Fame and what happened in the past and how do you compare records and what do you do? And, you know, once we jumped over that hurdle, now it's time to say, you know what, enough is enough. Let's level the playing field here. And so I think it's, personally, to me, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I just wonder what they're going to do with their name, the record, or take it out, or what the deal is.
I think they're gonna do the asterisk thing, you know, because they, or kick it out, maybe kick it out. You know, it's just, it's like why the Hall of Fame, nobody's in this time around. You know, I think they'll kick it out maybe.
Yeah. He said at least, I agreed there were at least 20 of them. They didn't name all of them. Supposed to name, sure.
Yeah.
But it said at least 90 of them.
Yeah.
90 of them.
Yeah, it's like the time for reckoning has come, and that's the end of that. Yeah, that's what I think it's about. It's unfortunate because, look, I covered some of these players. I was there right in the middle of this era, and you had other players that did not do it. And, you know, unfortunately, it became so much the fabric of the game for so many superstars. You know, look at what happened with Roger Clemens, and what would have his record been like if he wasn't messing around with steroids. You know, that's what you got to ask yourself. I still think some of these players would have been incredible, but how incredible?
Yeah. But here I come out with this, what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think so, too. Like I said, it's time for reckoning here in baseball, and a lot of people have been waiting to jump on this. So, you know, it's still the waiting and the seeing, but it's definitely a time that was ready to percolate over, so we were waiting for that to happen. Like I said, as somebody who covered the great game of baseball, some of the things that I saw and some of the things that obviously happened in that time frame, you know, unfortunately, it's too bad because I did see some amazing feats, and it really made you question who was and who wasn't, and who was using steroids, who wasn't using steroids, and what would the records have been like if they weren't? Let's put it that way. So it's interesting because looking to suspend about what 20 players connected to this clinic in Miami, and that's the whole part of that performance-enhancing drug scandal that's been ongoing for a long time. Rodriguez, as Rick mentioned, and Ryan Braun, probably in the next few weeks. If the suspensions are upheld, then the scandal would be the largest in our sports history, in American sports history. So the founder of what was shut down, the Biogenesis of America, that he agreed to cooperate with Major League Baseball's investigation. And this big story was actually, you got to give credit where it's due, was blown open thanks to Outside the Lines, that longtime ESPN show. And so we'll see. They're talking about 100-game suspensions for Rodriguez, Braun, and for the other players. The penalty for, you know, a second doping offense. So, you know, You knew this with A-Rod, and I think about A-Rod, and I think about folks, for those of you who don't know, my background when I was covering the Texas Rangers, and then I covered the Yankees, and he was with the Yankees, but when I was with covering the Rangers, I remember the day that he signed that contract. They had the big press conference for $275 million, and I remember specifically talking to him about that and him saying, oh, that's nothing, people will, you know, somebody else will surpass that, you know, that easily. And I think of the the years that he played there. Of course, no championship, and then ultimately going to the New York Yankees. And you think of Rodriguez at the plate and looking at records, like we were just saying, and how many of those records would have fallen in a much different direction if he were somebody who wasn't using steroids, wasn't getting that extra edge. So what Major League Baseball now has seen, because it came to their attention a couple of years ago, like I want to say back in 2009, in the case of Manny Ramirez, who was then with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he tested positive for excessive levels of testosterone. So that's how biogenesis, part of the whole biogenesis thing, really started to trickle out, and how many players they were involved with and what they were doing, and discovering the prescription in Ramirez's medical file for human chronic substance that was banned. HCG, they call it, but it was enough evidence to suspend Ramirez, and that was written by Dr. Pedro Bosch. So that translates back into this clinic, and now it's been how many years, and they've looked at this and turned it upside down, and now finally they have enough stuff here, because you know, once you get the agreement, okay, I'm going to agree to help out here, and they're funneling the information, then, you know, baseball has all it needs. Tony Bosch, who is the founder of Biogenesis, doing that agreement is huge, because that means he's just going to, obviously they had him, and he's just going to release all of the information, or give them all the information they need. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I think people are, and maybe it's because we've fallen asleep over the story, but this is just the beginning of this. And Rick's right. Let's just wait and see. We'll wait and see the far-reaching effects. But it's huge. I mean, like I said, we've already seen that with the Hall of Fame and people not getting in that normally would have gotten in for their records. And who knows who else is part of this, who knows who we don't know about. It kind of reminds me of years ago. We first had the craziness of the testifying in front of Congress. You think of Mark McGwire. You think of several other players who were in that situation where you just cringed when you heard them. I mean, McGwire, I guess, is the best example, because he had the exciting home run chase with Sammy Sosa and shattering records and, you know, 61-61, a record that stood forever, Roger Maris, and he made baseball so thrilling, and then he disappointed so many, many people. Hey, any thoughts on the show? You can shoot them to me, americatonight.net.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.